Thanks for lunch. Yeah, I'll get to the dishes in a bit. I can't believe you keep pulling such fantastic food out of that one cookbook. Some more wine would be nice. Thanks. So, who's the girl in the pictures? And who is Celia? I don't know her, do I? Oh, she's your submissive. Interesting. Well, you know, I've always wondered. I mean, what does she get out of it? What do you mean there's only one way to know? Don't pull that elitist number on me. You know I don't roll that way. What's that look for? Why would you think I had any idea about that? No. No, I've never gotten that. I mean, I'm pretty fetish-free anyway. Yeah, it is too bad that she's off visiting home, but, does she know you have her all over your living room? I mean, oh, she put them up. She must be a bit of an exhibitionist, then. No, I don't think I have a fetish. I'm just a normal, passionate woman. I mean, it hasn't been that long since we fucked, and you... Oh, you remember. Yeah, the Hilton downtown during lunch hour. Yeah, I mean, that was me. Totally passionate, impulsive, fun. We tore each other's clothes off, and I had a hickey on my thigh for a week. I loved that. Oh, okay, well, remember the glass elevator they have? Well, while we were riding in it, damn it. I wanted you to fuck me right there, right where everyone could see. It made me so wet, and that's why I was so worked up, and it was so good with us. Stop gritting. Okay. Maybe I'm a little like your Celia with her naked pictures on display. But that doesn't mean that... Wait. You're citing the rule of three to me? You're betting you can find two other fetishes I have. You're on. No. Do not bring up that foot job that you had me do on New Year's Eve. That was totally your thing. Well, of course I like doing things for you. What does that have to do with it? Yeah, I jerked you off with my stockinged feet, and then you ate me out for an exquisite, timeless... What? Why would I do that? Okay, yeah, so I licked your cum off my feet while you watched. You wanted me to, and I wanted... Well, sure, I wanted to please you, but that was just right then in the... What? Okay, I'm a little aroused because we're talking about sexy things, but not really any more so in the last minute or so or anything. I don't... Come with you where? Oh, of course it doesn't matter. So this is... Your dungeon? Playroom. Okay, You want me to... No, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you don't really... No? Okay, I won't strip then. I mean, it's not like I have a problem being naked with you. What do I feel like being in here? Well, it's very clean and warmer toned and more comfortable than I expected. Of course I'm comfortable with you. We've known each other for so long. I mean, we've been fuck buddies since college. Safe word? Communism, I guess, but why do I need oh, are you arresting me or okay. I mean, yes, sir. Oh, what? I'm excited because you're touching me. That always gets me going. We could have done this upstairs, and I'd be just as. What do you mean you can smell my arousal? Sir? That's a very big knife. What? I'm yours. I'm so yours. Oh God, I'm sweating like a whore in church. I didn't this when did I oh when I oh okay, maybe that's only two, but it's only two kinks, sir. I do like calling you that, damn it. Oh, sir. I remember that night at the Hilton. Oh, I remember lying about not having a condom when you were wearing one, and I may have come harder. So that lie. Oh. I admit, I do prefer it bareback, but oh God, you're going to. Oh, I know I've been coming around a lot more lately, just looking for something. I don't know. We're both single, and see, Celia's not ready for what? Oh God. Oh yes. Yes, that. Come in me. Oh, master. A lover. Come in me, sir. Please. Oh, fuck, that is three. Yes. Yes. Oh, you came on me. Oh, fuck, I like that too. I guess that's four. Yeah, get it in my mouth. Oh. Oh, I'm glad you pulled up. Like, we have so much to talk about before I give you a baby, but oh God. And then, yes, sir, I'll do the dishes.